Hello and welcome. Today on Eat, Pray, and Live, we will talk Oscar fashion, snubs, sexual harassment misconduct allegations, and turning the other cheek. Stay tuned.
Yeah, it's my type of show.
Get it popping.
Really lit.
Are you dumb? You had a chicken wing chain. Are you dumb? You had a
lamb. Are you dumb? Are you forgetting? Demetrius's choice.
Oh, you both like it?
It's hot.
I prove you lost the ready. They told you your whole career I come home and kill you, right?
It told you your whole career.
I come home
and kill you.
That's from the jail. I'm coming home from the jail.
I'm coming back.
Welcome, y'all. We put you right in the middle of some stuff.
I don't even drink. I just sit back and just listen.
That's Demetrius's fault. That was Sheether. Remy Ma.
We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about that later in the show. But welcome, you guys, to the show. I am Cherie Fletcher. I never introduced myself. Forgive me. I just feel that y'all know me. But I'm Cherie Fletcher. Let me introduce our lovely co-host. We have our millennial me, who's back in the house. The baby is here.
Hi, guys.
Miss Stacey Ike.
What's up, guys?
And then we have my male me.
Hey, what's up, America?
Can I introduce you first, y'all?
No,
they know me.
So that's how that men be doing. They don't be letting us get words.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
You're right.
You're right. Go ahead.
Male me, Demetrius Jones, America.
So you're not going to say nothing now?
Now you're busy.
I've been introduced. Why am I speaking for you?
And y'all know how we do last but never least, or she will...
Cut
no.
you.
Love you.
Stab you.
I'm not going to stab you. I ain't going to jail for nobody.
Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God, you guys. We have like a full show. And let's get right into it. So how you living?
Pretty great. The sun is out.
The sun is out.
So my attitude is a whole nother level of fabulous.
And you had a good week.
Oh, it was a good week.
So why weren't you here last week? What were you preparing for? What were you doing?
Last week I was working with the Hollywood Reporter. I had to prepare for that. And it was really amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
We're so glad to have you back,
though.
I'm so glad that you're doing your thing. Isn't that awesome? She's doing her thing.
Doing it well.
I like a little clap.
Very cute. And Demetrius, what you been doing?
What's up?
Nothing. I can answer that. How about you, Courtney?
Oh, dang.
I wish, I'm a little under the weather. I thought it was the flu, but it's just allergies. I wish it was the flu.
Are you sure it's allergies?
Yeah.
The
symptoms started Sunday. I'm not infected.
Okay, so you still...
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't playing that.
Because I cough on your ass. If I did have some.
That ain't nice.
Allergies is real.
The Lord don't like ugly.
Yeah, that's specific.
He don't like ugly.
Pass the cook.
All right, y'all. Let's get... Oscars. You guys know that the Oscars, thank you so much, Stacey. We just had the Oscars this past, why am I slurring? I haven't had any champagne.
You know
the Oscars this past a Sunday. Yeah, I got a bottle in the car. That's how I do it. This past Sunday, which was really, we're gonna talk Oscars with you guys because there's a lot to cover there from a lot of different angles. But let's get into the Oscar fashion. What did y'all think? Who were some of your favorites?
Hands down, I thought Hailee Steinfeld won.
Oh my God, you know what? She killed it
on the carpet, and she killed at the after party.
She looked young, she looks fresh. But she is young, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 20. It's that whole sometimes they kind of try too hard to be cute.
Which one is Hailee?
Hailee is the one. I should have did a single shot of her, but she's the one in the middle.
On the far left.
On the far left.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Oh, in the white?
Yeah, it was like a soft, pastel color. It had some applique going on and a neck thing and a back thing and it was just
gorgeous.
It was basic. She was kind of naked though, but it didn't look inappropriate.
Didn't
she
it looked, just look
yeah,
heavenly.
It
she did.
Really
she
and it's crazy because I was when she walked the carpet, I'm like, why is she there again? And I saw she was presenting, but it was just like for her to be presenting and come in that grace because
she
was beautiful,
gorgeous.
I think people slept on the lady from Scandal,
Darby Sandfeld.
She looked really. I don't think
which one is she on here?
She was cute.
She did that white. was so beautiful. Like, her white was different than a lot of...
all of it.
I know. It was, like, very... It was, like, floral thing going, but it was all white, and it was really beautiful, and I was like, no one talked about it.
Yeah. Who'd you like, Gordon?
Well, I said Hailee Steinfeld was my favorite.
Oh, on the carpet. Okay. And, so you guys agreed to that. I mean, I thought Viola looked beautiful.
Viola looked amazing.
Yeah, she looked
gorgeous. And she looked even better when she was holding the trophy.
Yep. Yes. I was so happy that was the dress you wore.
Yes,
you know, like, that's the dress you wore to win.
Yeah. She looked beautiful.
You know what? I used to really be into this until last year.
And what happened? Would you have, like, the red carpet?
You were bored.
No, the whole just thing. The whole experience. That whole Oscar so white thing kind of turned me off to the whole thing this year. So I really did not give a fuck.
Wow.
Not even like a little bit.
You didn't watch it?
Nope.
What?
And I normally watch it from beginning to end. I was like, you know what? I don't care.
I'm bored. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I left early. I didn't watch the whole thing. But.
This chick was my favorite here.
Oh, Olivia.
Olivia.
Okay.
I thought, hands down, I thought she was the most beautiful thing on that red carpet.
Oh, I mean, she looks great.
And Hailee was my number two. And then Viola.
The reason she lost it for me.
Why?
Because of her gel down bangs, like 1997.
But I like that.
It
no,
was like
that's
too,
retro, girl.
It wasn't retro in a good way for me, and I feel like Hailee won it because she had hair, makeup, perfection along with
the dress. Gotcha. It was really good. Like,
I love the sleekness of her because, you know, it's kind of that flapper kind of, but not. It's elegant, but it's
so is
she's
that
got
slicked down all the way?
Yeah, it literally
piece
looks like the peak. That's the problem. It
that's
looks
not like hot. I feel like it was messing
like
up.
Like when we
that's
did, when we had to relax it back in the day, and we had tried to gel our thing down.
It's, except she's not reaching that level of excellence. You got to pull that up and put it on.
No,
beauty was not a point.
It was perfection.
What did you guys think about Emma Stone's outfit?
It was cute.
Emma Stone, I thought was cute. Yeah, I thought she was okay. I wish she would have pulled her hair up, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
It was something missing for me. I don't know if I wanted
a
little
see?
Choker.
He's squeezing in. Thank you.
Or it was just too straight.
Fringy gold.
It was too like up and down for me. I'm
fringe.
Like
fringe. Yeah, she did the fringe.
She did gold and fringe, and she wanted
I love
you know,
the hair.
Showgirl musical. I'm gonna win. But
they're gonna win.
That looks a little. Is it the gold?
Yeah, it's the gold.
It's the gold in the middle.
And it was tiered with.
No, I don't like fringe. That. That looks a little old.
But maybe if she had some accessories on, I would. Maybe
it was
big earrings or
something
hair pulled up or something.
It's just the dress in there.
Yeah.
I didn't like Naomi. I didn't like the length of her dress. I like the dress itself.
It was
itself
way too casual to me. It read really casual.
I was kind of surprised because I'm like, you're Naomi here. Like,
and
I
she can wear anything and
she
get
can wear
anything.
I'm
even
like,
her after parties look was like a one shoulder Calvin Klein white dress that.
Yeah. Well, maybe she thinks you're talking about the black
it was
girl.
Really chill.
The high, the short.
Maybe she believes that train is there a train?
Yeah,
there
is a train. Sort of a train.
That is making it a bit more.
No.
You can believe
it,
but then give me the jewelry or give me a purse or give me it was all
it was too
really
casual.
Even her shoes, she wore these like yellow and white heels or whatever that were like switched. It looked like sand, like they didn't look formal. They looked like sandals I would wear like with my jeans, and that didn't
that's
help.
I thought Taraji's face looked really good.
Oh, Taraji, I thought it was beautiful.
I loved her dress.
I think she went extremely classic, and it worked. It totally worked. I was surprised because I was like, black?
It was navy.
Oh, wow. Because it does look black.
You can tell when she's walking, you could see the light.
I
on
can
try and
see
it.
Somebody's pointing it out. That's so funny.
You can see it.
Like, she's Alberta beautiful.
That's cool. She went very classic, like you said, very safe. Didn't dazzle me because it was so safe. Mm. You know, like I said, I loved Olivia's look.
Yeah.
What was Olivia wearing? Olivia was wearing a Marquesa.
Dang, Hailee looks so
and Armani
perfect.
Purvey,
I love
on, on Viola. Just
see, even like.
And then Hailee, that looks like Marquesa. I don't know what Hailee. What who did her dress?
I can't
do we know?
Remember.
I don't know. If
I
y'all
should,
know.
I should
y'all
remember
know,
that,
right?
I was only talking about the black folks on
Monday.
So
absolutely gorgeous. Well,
what
those are the hots.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we had.
Oh y'all. Oh. I know.
Wait. Did we like Brie
like
Larson in the back in the black?
That was gonna get.
Yeah, I liked the Brie. I just didn't like black. I didn't want the dark colors. I liked the lighter, more.
Yeah, I can agree.
I don't know. I just.
It's still wintertime. What's the problem?
I just think it's too
but
dark.
It's, yeah, I agree.
It's too heavy. I think that's too heavy of a. It's beautiful.
Like if that was in a blue, my gosh, or a yellow or something, because that design is absolutely gorgeous. But I think because it's black, it falls so flat. Like with the red lips. It's just kind of like
the black kind of the dark colors kind of boring.
Unless you
to
do
me
something super interesting
with your
jewelry
hair
and hair, like because I remember when what's her face Angelina Selena wore black, but she had those huge emeralds on, and it just made it another whole thing. Yeah. And that, I'm just like, where you look?
Because black doesn't always photograph.
Well,
true. It just looks black. All right. So, what about the knots?
See, I don't like I don't think Taraji has the body to pull off the dress that she has.
You don't think she got enough
really?
Hips?
Really?
Yep.
She don't have enough hips.
She definitely did the bust.
Well, she lifted those up, and she had not been doing that previously, because if y'all remember the SAG
Awards. But her makeup was really good. She looked really pretty.
She looked beautiful. She did. And I love Janelle Monáe's dress. Ellie Saab, I loved that. Now, that's couture.
That's very you.
That, you know what?
I'll that's very you. All the way.
It can be. That don't make it good.
Why do we agree? This is interesting. I want to hear
what you think. I think, look, I have accepted that Janelle Monáe is going to wear a costume everywhere she goes. And this was the least costumey of all of the things that she wore on the carpet. But I think she had this cute little pixie haircut. She had a crown on. Mm. But then her neck was embellished with everything. She had on a black belt. Then there's the embellishment on this. And then the middle of the skirt looks like knit to me. Like, it didn't. But it was feathers and all kind of other stuff.
Oh, that's just,
there was so much happening. Like, she's. I think she's beautiful. And I would just want to see her and not her dress.
And not. That's
but
so
that's not her goal. And I have to
accept
like that
analysis. That's good.
But I think, I think, like, I was trying to figure out how to say it, because I don't necessarily think it's a costume. I think she just always aims to, like, make you think about her outfit, in a sense. Like, it's not, I don't want to say it's not effortless, because she looks amazing, but it's, like, it's very...
It's too much effort.
It's very strict. Like, they have an idea, like, we're doing this, and we're going to, you know, that kind of thing. So I would prefer it to be, like, a where you come on a viola, and she just probably picked up a nice swivel dress. But it looks amazing.
But somebody said, I don't remember who it was, but somebody was talking about the fashion for the Oscars, and they were saying she's obviously not dressing for the red carpet. She's dressing because she's thinking about her retrospective in the Met Museum.
Well, our producer just whispered concept that she's doing a concept every time. I guess it kind of reminds you of
like
she always
does that black and white.
Lady Gaga or something like
that.
But
that's still a costume.
Just like Lady Gaga, where it's always something to shock.
It's like, it is a costume every time, though.
But
it's always a shock or something.
But aren't we always in costume usually when we go to these things?
No, I mean, this is real
the
costume.
Level of hair and makeup.
You could take her and put her in a sci-fi movie in that, and she's ready to go. That's what we talk about costume. As far as costume, like all the world's a stage, and you know we wear costumes. That's different. This is an actual costume,
And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I don't mean it in a negative sense. I think it's a form of her artistic expression.
She could wear that to the Met,
like
the Met Gala,
and she
would be like, you know, depending on the theme, she would be on.
That's called haute couture.
No, not entirely. Because haute couture just means it's very, it's handmade and it's very
custom
and all that. So yes, it is, but hers is a next level of
costume. Hers is a handmade costume.
She's doing a performance in her outfit.
Yeah.
Her outfit
people be killing
is a
me with that. Talking about it's haute couture.
I don't care if it's haute couture.
Shit ain't right.
It's interesting, and I don't knock it.
I liked her dress at the after party.
I thought
better,
she looked incredibly.
Personally. Yeah, that one was better.
I think it was like.
That was better, really, but it was a very similar
type of
sort
look.
Of shape and all of that with the belt and then the net and whatever.
So we're talking knots.
This is, just so you know, this is the Oscars best dress list that I pulled that
it's
off of
politics. Ooh,
well. I didn't create that.
So Jessica Biel, interesting, because I was trying to figure out what I thought about Jessica Biel's dress.
When she walked up, I was like, she looks amazing and hot. Her hair was terrible, but she looked hot.
She looked good, yeah.
But I think her hair started to fall out in the car or something, and it just wasn't, because there was like a bun that was sort of dripping off the side, whatever. But that necklace was doing too much for me.
I was bored with the dress. And everybody, the sleeves was the
that gold one.
Yeah,
but she, you bored with that?
Her body though, but her body looked so.
Oh,
good.
Man.
She poured into it.
She can wear anything.
Damn,
she can.
Man. Hey, she would have got me that night.
I would have wanted to see more
right
skin
there.
On her.
That's
yeah?
hot.
More
yeah.
skin.
No,
it was just so.
But that's why I like.
That's perfect. Just how it is. That's what you want to see.
She showed more skin at the after party. It was a similar color scheme, and it was real sexy.
That's a hair turning dress right there. That's
it was definitely a dope dress. I just wasn't sure.
We gotta get to the knots. We gotta move on now. Let's get to our knots.
Okay,
I just have one knot.
You already know what it is. It was so unfortunate.
So I'm at home.
Twitter told you.
Watching. Okay, stop. Stop. I'm at home watching. I'm at home watching the Oscars. I'm on my couch. And this was me. This is my face. When I saw. I was like, oh, that poor child gonna get it.
Oh,
that
no.
poor child is gonna get it. Okay, play the video. We got a little video.
Oh my God, that is so entertained. Oh, oh God.
That was.
What is this?
You gotta see
wait,
the video.
What is that?
It's a little video. You gotta see this video.
Oh my.
Hurry up! No! Oh my God, no! Why, Lord, why?
Keisha was
look
wrong.
At Halle Berry win!
Oh, shit!
Girl, I can't believe it. She messing with that crack. Her and her hairdresser are both on drugs. It take two people that smoke crack to pick out a wig that bad. The driver on crack, too. He wrong for driving her to the Oscars with that wig on. Halle Berry whole team on crack. Taraji wrong for not saying something. See, Octavia and Viola may not know no better, but I know Taraji saw her. Come on now, click it, get on your job. Girl, Halle Berry hair look like she tried a YouTube tutorial for the first time. It was like, f*** it, I'm running late. This go have to do. Girl, I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
Hold on.
Boy, my God. You change my damn TV back. You see me in here trying to watch the Oscars. Don't play with me.
Wow.
I'm not for play, play. Yeah, girl, I'm back. So it's the boy from Moonlight, gay or not, because he's born.
Oh, my God.
Cut it. Cut it.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. First off.
The guy is. That wasn't a wig.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Can I say this for the record?
We got a picture. Can we put our picture out?
This proves again the internet is undefeated.
Undefeated.
I want to know who's behind the internet. Who is it?
Oh my God.
Who is on the internet? Stop it.
When I saw her walk up to Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest was like, hey,
Sheree, you ain't shit. How you go through Halle?
Did he really do that?
Listen, Halle is a beautiful woman.
She's gorgeous.
But when I'm on my couch by myself, I didn't tweet nobody. I was Viola Davis in Fences. That was my face. I said, oh, that poor child. Yeah,
thank you.
Hallie, how you gonna act like I ain't been standing in the same place with you, watching you looking beautiful, and then you gonna come
what?
That was.
It looked worse in the video with the movement.
She said it wasn't a wig.
It was
she said she had used her own curls and then they wand curled her own hair. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, maybe, but it really did look like a wig. And for that reason alone, you shouldn't have told nobody that it was your actual hair. Mm-hmm. You should have just been like,
it was a wig.
Because whoever did it did a horrible job.
She got to speak her truth.
That doesn't even make sense, though.
It was lopsided. See, because you really got to see the angles.
Yes. Yeah.
It was lopsided and then it was smashed in on the back. It was like, you know, she
was it kind of like a bed head? Like, I kind of just woke up.
No.
Wait. I'm saying, is that what they were going for?
It looked like a broke, shake and go, free tress equals synthetic hair wig that she just pulled out the bag real quick, shook it out, and threw it on.
But it just doesn't make sense. Like, Halle knows what's up.
She on crack.
And I don't.
She's not on crack.
Her whole team's on crack.
That was crazy.
I love when they say, and Taraji should have told her. She wrong for not saying nothing.
Cookie ain't on her
what was she going to say? What was
poor
she going to say?
Baby. You can't say nothing at the event.
Yeah, of course not.
You can't say anything.
And then, like, the hair conflicted with the dress.
I'd be like, girl, come here. Let me just try to make it even.
I would have picked it up.
I would have said nothing.
She would have thought you was hating, though.
If she's got some real friends, right. I don't know.
There's a whole like community online. They're like, she wore her natural curls. Everybody's coming for her. Like, we should support obviously, I be having my natural hair all that going time.
Those are not
full well. If that is your curls, that's what she's saying. It's her hair. She curled it like that on purpose. Whatever, that's fine. But it still wasn't. It didn't hold up.
Right.
It didn't hold
up. It's like that thing. Like, it's, you know, it reminds me of like. You can't sing, but you sing a gospel song, so I'm supposed to clap. I will boo your ass.
Somebody just said she made a statement saying she wanted her natural hair to be free, which I get. I just, that doesn't
apparently
look like.
You didn't want to be free because you curled the whole thing. You wanded the whole thing. That's why I look crazy.
You know what it looked like, too? It looked like they took little other pieces of different color hair.
They just stuck it in
and stuck it in. Like, just.
Yeah, but she says it's a natural hair. I'm a believer. It's a natural hair. It just didn't turn out right.
It's
okay.
Maybe her hairstyle is just not used to doing
she can come back next year.
Yeah,
she
that's not fair. Like,
but she can't do that no more.
I know, that's unfortunate.
I wouldn't have been mad if she had just picked it out even and it was just a big old fro.
If it was even.
No,
I like her. I like her with short hair the best. But you're right. Like, if we could just cut that one side off.
Where it's just like a lot going on.
Where it's just like sticking out.
Because it literally looked like she had her own bangs and they set the wig right.
Let me say this though too. Even if you did that, it still looks a little too mommy-ish. So at the end of the
other, well, somebody said, somebody said,
no, don't do that. I didn't like it with her mama. No, no.
Then stay home. Like
oh, that's home. Hilarious.
Why do we have a sex spot on the red carpet?
What do we think about the dress? Point. Well, that's when you're supposed to be a sex spot on the red carpet.
Thank you.
But what do we think? I didn't even like the dress. I mean,
it's cool. It was all right.
You want some more liquor?
It was, I
it's
mean,
just, it's just, no. just a lot of, like, it was,
I feel bad because there's
just too much going on.
There's certain people that, and I just wanted to read this. Somebody said, I feel like it's an early April Fool's joke. That's hilarious.
Oh, goodness. But we love her.
Exactly. That's the thing. I think when you set a standard of a certain type of beauty, which is kind of unfair because there's a lot of people who hit and miss. I mean, Viola is amazing, but she's definitely missed before, you know. Anyway, yes. So you know, I don't know if, but we don't seem to go in on her as much, right? I don't. Do we
on Viola?
I don't think we do.
No,
because she's.
I've gone in on Viola because she can't walk in heels for nothing. Like,
well, she can't do nothing about that. That's just how her body's built.
Yeah,
you don't need to go in on her.
She
for
could
that.
Not be able to walk in heels because she ain't never tried and don't really care.
No, it's how she walks. Okay, her legs, the way they.
She has
you ain't right, Courtney.
But I would just say,
I think everybody gets came for when they fail on the red carpet.
So I guess that's true.
I agree.
To that's whom true. Much is given, much is required.
Yeah. Bottom line, we're confused. Yeah. But I would also say that I don't.
That's the funniest thing you have ever said.
She's trying to
on
finish
this show.
What she's saying. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to finish it. I don't.
Finish what you're saying.
Go ahead and finish, and then we're going to move
just
on.
Just Ruth Negga. Did we like Ruth Negga's look?
Hell no. That Valentino
I didn't like it.
And
I was
she had
sad.
Vampire makeup on, and I was like,
that was the red dress, right?
That was her first
it was
Oscars.
Like red,
I was a little
was
sad.
To the neck. She had on dark
her
eyes.
Blue ribbon
dark,
was
dark
too.
Lipstick.
The blue ribbon. She should have put on her clutch. It shouldn't have been on her dress because like it was already so
no,
much red.
Keep
I was
the
like,
ribbon,
keep
the dress.
Ribbon was the best part
I'll
about
keep
the dress.
Ribbon, just the dress.
So, I wonder that's what hilarious. Happens when you wear a dress or when you wear hair that doesn't work. Do you go back to the same stylist or hairdresser?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, now, say that if, like, with in Holly's case, if that's a new hairstylist, you don't ever go back to them.
What
again.
If it's your old one?
Well, if it's the old one, then y'all just had a bad day. It happens.
And in the end, like, if you leave the house and you liked how you look, does it
then
still matter what everybody else says?
According to that video, a couple people, including Taraji, should have said something. They said
but I think
team.
that's a scary thing. Like, when you have a person, maybe you tried out and, like, it didn't go well, but you left the house and you could have said it didn't go well before you got there. So it's like, do you go back and be like, hey, this is how people reacted? Or does it? Is it just, hey,
well,
we messed up, let's try it again?
She loves it so much.
It's hard being a woman because I ain't seen no guys
we'll see.
On this.
There were no guys to even talk about. It was kind of boring.
Pharrell looked nice.
He wore some chains and a high-waisted pant. Like, it wasn't that interesting.
Yeah.
Brian, he wore Chanel.
Wait, how much can you do with a tuxedo?
They look
how
good.
Much can you really
wear? I will only say that Denzel Washington makes me so sad because his tux don't be fitting. And I'm like, he's and I get it, you're Denzel. You have no time to care about this, but also you have a little time to care.
He has time. He just chooses not to care. It's not
well,
something
let's,
he wants to put his energy
let's get into our next segment, you guys. I can tell we're very passionate about our fashions.
Sorry.
Yes, we'll do
I just haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Time.
We should always do it. Even if we're late, we should always critique the fashion because we have a different perspective than everyone else.
Which is good. So. Which is great.
That's
which
so
is great.
Awesome.
We should have did
right.
Grammy, too.
So,
go ahead.
At the Oscars, Twitter was ablaze when the Best Male Performance was announced, and it was Casey Affleck, and not Denzel Washington. Now, there are a couple different angles that I want to give with this. Do y'all think that Denzel was snubbed? Because some people,
the way you're asking is like,
have some people seem to feel that way, that he was snubbed. He gave the best performance of his career, of his life.
That's not true.
In
oh, not of his career.
That's
a lot.
It's
yeah.
all opinion. It's
no,
all opinion.
It is, but that's not true. But go ahead.
It is, but it ain't true.
He didn't.
Go ahead.
He gave the best performance of his life. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into it. It was something that he produced. He directed. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get the Oscar. Do you think he was snubbed?
I didn't see Manchester by the Sea, so I can't say, but according to Denzel, I would say, and the things that he said in the past, mm-hmm. where maybe sometimes you just aren't good enough, that is not the system, it's not racism, so I would say no. Now, I disagree with him vehemently.
Has he said anything about this specific article?
No,
because
no,
you don't...
No.
It never.
But
it doesn't apply when
thing.
It happens.
This is my
though.
Thing, no, last year... When everybody was coming down on Jada and they was talking crazy about Spike and Oscar's so white and people were like, well, maybe sometimes, and not to say that he was commenting on them, but I think he was, maybe, you know, well, maybe you just not good enough, or, you know, you can't blame the system. You just gotta work hard. I get very sick of black people.
Did he say maybe you're just not good enough? Is that a quote?
It's a roundabout quote because he gives a long thing.
I don't think he would say
on.
That.
He said no. It's on Bossup. It's
on where?
Did you go back to the original interview?
Yes. It's an entire thing because it talks about colorism. And
yeah.
He said
no.
Yeah.
The interviewer asked him about colorism.
Yeah.
He never directly addressed colorism. He joked with her.
Did he ever say that you can't blame the system?
He never said you can't. He said you shouldn't because you got to keep working.
This is my problem. I feel like with black people sometimes we feel like we got to keep working. So you can't address that. You can multitask. You can say you can work to get better, but if shit's not right, you need to speak up and say something. And lo and behold, look now. Viola won, Moonlight won the next year after some people started complaining. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we only won because we complained? We've been worth it
the whole
time. The system
righted itself because we complained. I'm not going back up away from that. It's not a coincidence that the next year black people start winning after they start complaining. Mm-hmm.
I know, but I think that's scary because it could also be less about winning because we deserve it and winning because we're trying to like shut you up.
I don't give a shit. I really don't because it's easy for people not to give it to us when we deserve it. So if we didn't deserve it, fine, we got it. I don't care. But in this particular instance, I'm pretty sure
all of them deserve it.
So as a people, should we have been cool with our wins? Should we be saying Denzel got snubbed?
Manchester by the Sea was an amazing movie. Casey Affleck did an amazing job. The argument has been like. Mm-hmm. And would I, if I'm going between both performances, I would put mm-hmm. them right there together. So whoever won is whoever they both deserve
they
to win.
Both
they were both
yes.
excellent.
You think, both were amazing?
I thought they were both amazing, and they both did excellent.
And y'all know Viola and Denzel ain't gonna win. When they're looking at the ballot, they're like, okay, we're gonna give it to Viola, but we'll give it to Casey here. We all know this. This is
I
how
know,
we go.
But why couldn't they give it to Viola?
Well, because that's the world we live in, and that's
they both black. That's
but,
why.
Ooh,
and nobody
one
wants
more
to
time.
Say it.
I just
and that's
can't.
How it would make. Political vote. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. we give it here.
I can't digest
here.
That.
And then they're going to vote, well, we can go for Moonlight here. But they're not going to let you run the damn
table. I was hoping that they would, just because uh-huh. the whole Casey Affleck thing and the whole, like, sexual history and Nate Parker and all of that, like, a lot of people thought that because of that, people would feel more comfortable. Except when they look at it and see, well, it's going to be two black people. Well, we don't want to award a sexual predator, so let's go with it.
We're going to get there. Because I do want to talk about when Denzel got teary-eyed. When you saw, I don't know if you ever
tough.
Saw. Because did you go
it.
Back and
I
watch?
I went back
okay.
because of we doing the show.
He got teary-eyed when they showed him, when Casey, now I didn't see him get teary-eyed until Casey Affleck was actually, at the mic, accepting his award, giving his speech, and he actually shouted out Denzel and said he learned how to act, from Denzel. So, do you think he got teary-eyed because he was touched? Was he teary-eyed because he felt snubbed? He felt disappointed? I mean, what do you think the tears in his eyes were about?
That's a really hard question, because I really don't know.
Hell,
like,
if it was me, I would have felt teary-eyed because I did not win. Because for Denzel to direct, act in this, get out and promote it, it's almost like at the end of the NBA season, when you lose, like, let's say the Warriors did last year, it's like, damn, I got to start this whole
thing
over
again. That's
so
what I'm saying.
He was probably crying. I would have cried about that.
But do you think he's doing awards to win?
But see, that's why I don't feel like he's there anymore. Like, I feel like if that had happened when Malcolm X went down, then yes, the tears would have been in that vein. But, like, now, I feel like
he didn't win for Malcolm X.
But that's my point. So, like, being snubbed, and if somebody's on stage saying, I learned how to act because you're this amazing, and I feel like the tears would be like that. Feeling like that should be me.
Yeah.
But now I don't necessarily feel that. I feel like he has some. There's probably some ego. Obviously, everybody wants to win.
Yeah.
But I think he is. That's why he's doing everything that he's doing with August Wilson. That's the reason he produced it and directed it and wrote it, because he wants to do what he wants to do now. He recognizes that the system is the system.
He wanted to win the damn award.
Yeah, that is not the largest part.
No, but see, this is the thing.
And I don't think it would drive him to tears that the Oscars don't work.
I can't equivocate to say, okay, this percentage is he wants to do it his way. And this percentage is he wants to win the award. People do that a lot about things. I don't really give a shit. He wanted to win the award.
You can to win the award and understand that where you are, just like the rest of us living in America know, like there's certain things that it's going to be how it's going to be right now because shit ain't changed and people don't want to admit to what the hell is really going on in the country. That doesn't mean suddenly you are just like you need that award now to prove something to you. He doesn't need it anymore.
He got out there
to campaign.
He's
got his Oscar.
It's okay.
He's got two.
And he wants more. It's nothing wrong with that. And if he was hurt because he didn't win and he wanted to cry about it, that's fine too. But I'm not about to sit up here and act like somebody that put on a damn suit, who did all this, who went to the award, who campaigned, who talked to people, didn't want to win the award. That's ridiculous.
I'm not saying he
I don't think that's what she's saying.
I don't think he's sitting there crying about not winning the award. I think if anything, he saw that he knows where his power is at. My power is that I did influence him.
What was he crying about?
My power is I have the influence to continue to let people like Viola Davis shine, because that's where I'm at now. And that's amazing enough for now.
Well, didn't he win? She won.
Let me ask you something. Do you think he was crying about the award? Not winning?
No.
What do you think he was crying about?
I don't know.
He stubbed his toe?
I don't know. No, I don't know why he was crying. I mean, one of the theories I had was maybe he was touched. You know, this guy shouted him out. I don't know. Maybe he's just taking in the whole moment, like moments before Viola won. He directed that performance. So he accomplished
a lot.
I think what he set out to accomplish.
Okay, that's possible.
So it could have just been an emotional release for him. I don't think he was sitting there crying because he didn't win a damn.
Thank you.
His third Oscar. I don't think that.
All right.
I think that listening to some of the interviews he's had about the Oscars, and when people ask him, you know, what's your prediction, whatever. Even with the Hollywood Reporter, actually, one of the videos I did, we talked about how he said, I'm not worried about Oscars. He was like, it's not about me winning or losing. It's about like what's going on in the world. Like, why are we not working about our officials? Like, his mind was so everywhere.
I'm curious. And maybe we have to do this another show. I would like for somebody to show me someone who said, I'm about winning Oscars.
No, I get that.
No one says that.
No, but some people say it more, or like put it out there more than he does. I honestly slightly disagree with you two, because I do think in that moment he was probably overwhelmed that this guy won over him. And I don't even think it's over him. I think Casey Affleck comes with a lot of
baggage
right now. Yeah. And for him to be like, even like, I feel like if Nate Parker won over him, he'd be like, okay, you know what I mean? But just for Casey to win in this moment, like, you know what I'm saying? But
I just
feel like if Nate had that moment and Casey did, I know that I'm assuming.
We can't know until Denzel comes here and says it.
So, I'm like, y'all, because I'm going to have this thought. I'm going to be thinking about it. No, but I'm like, I just want to get out of here. So what I'm trying to say is I love the case that Courtney made it clear that both performances were awesome, because I think it's the whole, like, our community saying he snubbed and they didn't see the movie. That's not the point. You got to see the movies.
You
got to see the movies and then have the opinion after that. And then at the end of the day, it's still just opinion. So, you know, so whatever. But I'm just generally sad, because I think it takes so much work to do what he did. And I think he did deserve the recognition to that work. That's just the main thing.
Well, he got the recognition.
He did. And you can't determine, you can't be like, yo, you should have won Best Actor because you were directing and producing and you did all this. And that it's about what was on the screen and whether or not those people were actually moved by it. There are so many people that looked at Fences. There's people, I've been touting Moonlight since freaking August of last year. And there are so many people that I know that are in the community that are like artists themselves. And they were just like, I mean, it was okay. It was good. It's subjective.
It's subjective, of course.
And it didn't.
Were they right? Was it good?
I thought it was the most amazing.
And it won.
And I was so grateful for that, because I was like, that is, to me, that was like next level.
Did Moonlight hit you? Somebody was telling me they saw it. I didn't see it, but it hit them after the fact.
No, Moonlight hit me.
You got in the moment.
As soon as, when the movie went down, like, I didn't move. I was pleased that we did that.
What are you about to say?
I think it hit me after, because I think the cinematography was incredible. I think the acting was out of control. But I do think that when it ended, I was unsatisfied. I was like, because then I remember interviewing Trevante 2 weeks later, and I go, hey, it's beautiful. That's it. That's all you need to know. But I interviewed Trevante, and I go, is there a Moonlight 2? He was like, no, Moonlight 2's in your head. And I go, that's so not fair.
But that's very American in terms of what you wanted the end to be wrapped up.
I know.
That's very American.
And and I was that's why I wait after the fact. I was like, it did what it needed to do.
I'm just saying because when people say that, I'm like, well, that's very American.
As a piece of art, and I'm not even talking about the movie itself, the story that was being told in Moonlight itself, the fact that it made it to screen and made it to screen that beautifully, like, just was enough for it. Didn't matter.
I'm gonna go see Moonlight. I know that.
I need to see Lion. That's the one I need to see.
Lion was amazing.
That's the one I need to see. Because I've heard too many good things.
If Death Patel had won, I would have felt better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk. Let's go back to the whole... We talked about Twitter being ablaze and people are in uproar. And it wasn't just about, you know, people feeling that Denzel got snubbed. It was the fact that KC has these... or had
these allegations
made against him. Ooh, yeah. And there were sexual harassment allegations. And people were like, so now we just, we're just going to reward bad behavior.
But we've been doing that forever.
However...
damn, and they're like
this
friends?
Was and I want you to take this, Demetrius, because you kind of, you brought this to my attention.
It's a civil case.
How you have... Well, his was a civil. Casey's was a civil case. They settled out of court, which, of course, we know is not an admission of guilt. While he was working on, what is it, I'm Still Here, two of the people from the production team claim that he verbally and...
he crawled into bed
physically,
with somebody.
Yeah, he was in a drunk stupor.
Was rubbing on her back.
And wouldn't leave. He had to be convinced to leave.
Do we know that he did that? That's what she said.
That's what she alleged.
They settled out of court, and... Now, Nate's, and that was what, 2010, his settled. Nate settled 2000, well, he didn't even sustain.
He was exonerated.
His partner, who was his college roommate, actually got convicted, but successfully appealed the conviction. He also co-wrote with Nate, Birth of a Nation. Mm-hmm. So, last year, around this time, the talk was that Casey and Nate would be celebrated. They would be the two guys to watch during the 2017, during the award season.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't happen.
It did not turn out like that for Nate.
Oh,
so,
for Nate.
Weigh in on that, Demetrius.
That's tough.
My immediate reaction was, oh, this is wrong. But
and
then,
maybe why, that's why Denzel was crying.
But then I read that I read an article in the Los Angeles Times by Travell Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke down the difference between the two, where he said, he alleged that Nate didn't listen to the PR handlers, that he felt righteous indignation about the entire affair, like he shouldn't apologize, that allegedly Oprah offered to assist him.
Oprah and Gail.
And he turned
it
down.
What do you mean?
Yes, he did.
Wait.
Now, how do we
continue?
Know that?
I covered that. Well, we talked about this really extensively on This Week at the end of last year. Dang. And I don't know if y'all saw his interview on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts and that kind of thing.
And the
60 Minutes interview.
The 60 Minutes one,
Just alone, because I wanted to ride for him. He was found not guilty, even though my own opinion is he was found not guilty legally. I don't think that at that time what we consider rape and that kind of thing is the same on college campus. I don't think he would have been found not guilty now. But he was found not guilty. He should have had every, right to do everything and everything. But he was so not humble about the situation and so pissed off that he was even being questioned about it. It was all over him. It reeked all over
but
him
maybe
through every
interview.
It might hurt, but if you in this game, you put it aside, because the bottom line is, you were found not guilty, but you have to answer for your shit.
You gotta play the game.
Exactly.
And they gave him a roadmap that allegedly they gave him talking points, and he wouldn't use the talking points. And so we see the difference between the two individuals and how they were treated.
Yeah.
So you think it was less about race?
He missed the question.
So you think it was less about race and more about the way they handled?
I think it was less about race, but we also have to appreciate Chris Rock is very funny to me, because he's a predictor of a lot of things jokingly.
Yes,
in his movie Top 5, Chris Rock's career... if you haven't seen Top 5, stop listening now. Chris Rock's career flames out during the movie because he made a movie about a slave rebellion. This is before Nate even puts this movie out. So when I saw this was coming out, I was like, this is really happening. Of course it was not going to work. Chris Rock already said it wasn't going to work.
But it could have. Yeah. It just would not.
But Chris Rock also said you could get a black president. See? Chris Rock can predict shit in movies. You just got to pay attention.
So with Casey Affleck, you felt like they were saying, hey, talk like this and do this, and he did all that?
He did what they told him to do. He followed protocol.
He followed the playbook. And
did he apologize? He did he give us all this? Because I shut down.
He was humble and apologetic.
He was very humble when people asked him. Because it's going to come up. It's going to come up in the highlight of your success when any time anything good is really going on in your life.
They're about to come
back. The bad is going to surface and people are going to try to bring you down. It's going to happen.
Well, I don't call it bringing them down. I call it bringing the truth forth. And let's have a discussion about this person we're about to
reward.
Let's talk about this.
And this is the age old discussion.
Yeah.
Should your art and your behavior, like what you do outside of your job, basically.
I don't know if we can handle that conversation today. Because remember Ryan Lochte, y'all, that conversation, I will never forget how much we had to go through to get to like
but
a
I'm
kind
saying
of.
His performance, Nate's performance, didn't have anything to do with
his allegations.
His allegations.
Sure.
That were in 1999 while he was at college, 2001, he's acquitted. So he's being held responsible for them or having to answer for them in 2016. And, you know,
and
apparently
you're always responsible for what you've done.
Like, yeah.
But he didn't.
It is what it is. Like, it sucks.
But
I don't
he's
think
saying
it's great.
He didn't do anything.
Okay.
He's
okay.
saying he didn't do anything.
He's saying,
fine.
Yeah. And it's possible that he didn't do anything. Illegal.
It was just the way he handled it.
He handled it. And the girl is dead. Like, and he wasn't even, the girl killed herself. And granted, I'm not saying it's his fault at all. She obviously went through some stuff and had some emotional issues. But even when that was brought, like, he was so hostile against it and just flagrantly, like, not interested in
it. Well, they said that's when he showed a little bit of remorse and concern for her well-being.
I want to get to your question, though, because that's an important question. I think we as consumers have no obligation to separate your personal life from your art.
Because they're buying as a person.
I choose to buy for whatever reason. This is not a charity. It's not tithing. It's not an obligation.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're a accused pedophile and I'm like, I don't support accused pedophiles, and I decide not to buy your art, personally, I don't think you should be upset at me because of that. You can, but I'm not going to buy your shit.
Yeah.
That's just me. So I don't think the consumer has
that.
That's
fair.
And I would imagine as a business person, if I'm going to put money behind a movie, I'm going to be like, well, if the consumer ain't really going to go for,
you know, this person in this season,
I don't, it's a bad investment.
Right.
So I get it. It's unfortunate, though.
It's unfortunate.
Very, very talented.
Birth of a Nation was a great movie.
And what's crazy, I'm telling you, the difference
and
of their
it
path.
Like, what, $17 million?
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah. It sold, and then it didn't make its money.
And then it's like, it just totally didn't. I mean, just had such a, and it's so sad, because even for Asia, Naomi King, is it Asia or Aja?
It's Asia, I think.
Her performance was so brilliant in that movie. Like, I felt like she, there were so many brilliant performances, and I feel like they all had to take a backseat because of what happened. And I think it's very unfortunate because I, like, just 2 years ago, I used to freaking talk about how Nate Parker, I'm like, dude, who, this guy's going to do something crazy. Mm. Like, before I understood what was, he is so talented. So it just sucks.
And I can understand being upset about, it's like, are you serious? You're bringing up something I didn't do,
like,
whatever,
really,
but there's a way to
and I think it's, young. He has a long time to come back and create something else, you know? If you make something good that's undeniable, eventually you might get an Oscar that no one seems to care about. So
no, I don't think it's that.
No one cares about the Oscar. No one wants one.
No,
they're like seven outside. I'm just gonna grab one.
No, we didn't say that. It's always nice to be acknowledged, recognized, and celebrated. However, I don't think that's why you get into a business.
I think some people
acting game to win Oscars or to, you know, win awards.
But LeBron plays basketball to win championships.
I think it's different.
And don't get me wrong, like, I believe in the Oscars, and I actually think from a cultural perspective, the Oscars mean something. Like, and I think because we claim that the Oscars is like the epitome of what great film art is in this country. So I do believe that awarding somebody, it means something that black people are getting these awards, or black films with just black people or Asian people or whatever. Yeah. It means something because that communicates to the rest of the world and the country that this is what we consider high art, and we value that on a different level. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to like negate the importance of the Oscars on any level with Denzel or anything else, but I just don't think Denzel was crying because he ain't getting no Oscar. I thought he was maybe crying because he was like, these motherfuckers ain't never going to get it right.
They just crying because he didn't get the Oscar.
So what? I'd be okay with that. If like, dang, was, I wish he got it. It was
Sheree wouldn't be okay with
a long road.
Can I around a minute, though?
We're going to get into our sheather.
Can I just say one thing, please? And let's try like 1 minute, I promise. The cover of Variety with Barry Jenkins and Damien Chazelle both being on the cover with both Oscars, was that people? Fair? The director of La La Land, the director of Moonlight, should they have shared a cover?
What?
That to me was confusing because if La La Land won, you would not hear anything about Barry.
Did they shoot the cover before the Oscars was awarded?
I really want to know.
I'm pretty sure they shot it before it was awarded.
You think so?
I'm not certain. Why those
two directors? It could have been La La Land.
Because those were the two, like, biggest contenders. People were like, okay, it's going to be Moonlight or it's going to be La La Land. For the most part, nobody was really thinking it was going to be the other two. The other three, however many in the category.
Because no one was thinking about Casey Affleck, and then it was.
Everybody was thinking about Casey Affleck better in the center.
We need to come back on that. Yeah. We need to do some research.
I'll just find out when it was shot, but
I thought it was right after.
Damon is super young. Barry made history because of what he was nominated for and the whatever. Sorry.
Both were brilliant. Because we're not prepared to discuss that. All right. We don't know.
But it is interesting that it's released.
I've never seen that.
Look, all this is like Charlamagne said, all this is a distraction from the fact that Remy Ma body.
You're done.
I felt all this is a distraction.
So what is Nicki going to do? Do you tell me nothing? Did you turn the other cheek and...
No! This is hip-hop! Sorry.
So you kind of got... You got to what? She got to respond.
She can't respond at this point.
Why? Because it was past 3 days?
It's gonna come back flat, man. It's been longer than 3 days. It's been...
A week?
4 days? Because it came out Saturday.
This is the thing. Nicki is not going to win.
No!
If you look at the history of rap battles, typically the more commercially successful artist does not win. Jay-Z can't beat Nas. But Jay-Z may arguably be a better rapper. It's not going to beat Nas. It's just not going to happen. But there have been aberrations. Meek should have beat Drake. But the problem is, like, I don't think Meek should have battled Drake. He should have said, I don't know who's writing for him. He has performance enhanced ghostwriters. I don't know. I can't tell who I'm battling. He shouldn't have did it. But Mariah Carey beating Eminem was interesting to me. Because she did she not win? She won that. Because that song got obsessed with me.
Yeah,
with a response to a song he wrote about her. Yeah. She won. So what Nicki would have to do?
Mariah got a little like
Mariah won
hood hip hop credit. Like she should not have beat him,
but she did. She did. And so Nicki would have to create a commercially successful song. That's what Drake did. Because you just have to, it has to be a song that people want to play.
Regardless of what's going on.
But I don't think she can.
I was going to say, you think that even in this environment, though? Because Remy came like street hard, like old school. Like,
I can't play her song more than once, though. Right. I cannot hear it again.
But that's not what it's for. Like, it was to rap.
I can play it more than once, though.
Like, I will listen to it over and over again.
It's the same beat that Nas used to defeat Jay-Z. Yeah. So clearly it has some legs to it. And Ice Cube, when he defeated N.W.A. with No Vaseline, it's a song you want to hear over and over. I do want to hear Remy Ma over and over. It's quite educational, honestly. Because some people say, well, why would she come and tear down another woman? I was like, you have to understand. She says in this song, and this is me as an entertainment attorney telling you this is very educational. You signed a 360 deal. So basically, before you get your money, five other people touch it. Whether it's true or not, this is something that artists should know.
I have heard a few women say, oh my God, why do they have to tear each other down? No, not slut shaming, but just can't we all get along as women? Can't we encourage one another? Can't we support one another? Why do we have to?
Not to fuck with her.
Yeah,
she did. And that's how it's supposed to be.
And isn't Nicki like not really known for, you know, know, encouraging, you know, women and where the friends came from. Because Nicki went in on her on whatever song that was.
Well, Swallow and Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. So.
But allegedly, according to Complex,
it was just really,
according to Complex, it has been going on for years. And that Nicki initiated it and started something that Remy Ma came to her allegedly and said, hey, you said such and such. I understand that. That's what you're supposed to do as far as that. But it continued to go on. And so now you got to think Remy Ma is really feeling herself. She got this show.
She's been in jail for 6 years.
She out of jail. She got this show. She had what arguably should have been a Grammy Award winning single and all really the way good. Up. Mm-hmm. And she's married to Papoose, right?
Yes. Black Love for Life.
Rap his ass off by himself.
It's brilliantly.
So they're both like writer. Really good. So it's like if somebody says something about you in hip hop, you're supposed to say something. But I had to go
that's
back.
The culture.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst battle.
But since let me ask you this though, because since she's in a different environment, so to speak, because she is more commercial.
Yeah.
Is she still like? If she responds, what is she going to do to her fan base?
What do you mean?
Well, Nicki, I'm saying like Nicki,
the Barb's.
Nicki.
She should survive. I mean, if you think about it, LL Cool J lost the battle to Kumo D back in the day.
Nobody cares.
You know. But no, LL cared because
I
think.
Like me now?
Yeah, L, who is a superior rapper by all accounts. They're not in the same class. But Kumo D can battle. And L spent, I think, the better part of 10 years making songs and stuff trying to get at him. And he just couldn't do it. Because he had shut it down. But it first started, I think, 1982. It's this rapper named Busy Bee who used to do these call and response things. Kumo D is supposed to battle him. He gets up there, and I had never heard cussing on a record in 82. So I'm listening to this. He cussing that dude, saying he bought a rap from somebody. And it makes what Remy was saying, it's about on the same level of Tupac and all that, though, you know? So she can't really do anything. It's nothing that she can really do.
She could if she could.
What could she do?
The lyrical skills to do it, but Safari ain't going to help her, so she can't do it.
She can't find nobody else to write.
So
you think Remy wrote this whole rap by herself?
Yes.
Her husband didn't help her?
This is easy
even
for
her husband?
That's easy for her all night. But not the way, if Nicki doesn't respond, she'll still have the same fan base.
She really will,
because didn't
she
care that Drake didn't write all the rhymes.
Yeah.
People didn't care that it was more a collaborative thing. So
because if you super into hip hop to begin with, you ain't that big of a Nicki fan. You like you respect what she did. She's done her thing and she's gonna do her thing. But
she's gonna have the same type of fan. She'll be fine.
You know, whatever. But Remy tore her up and destroyed her and dragged her across
like,
the floor.
Why was all the destroying? I hear this 7 minute song and I'm like, I can't ever listen to this
again. How do you feel about it? So you don't ever want to hear it again.
Only because it was just too much cussing. I'm like, oh my. She was like, it was just a lot. I'm like, girl, you're doing the most. But I was definitely listening. I was listening clearly because I was like, okay.
Lil' Kim.
Yeah. Well, and that's the funny part. Lil' Kim was like, leave my name out of all of this. Like, I love that people try to go.
That was like, no, not really. Has a diss song against Nicki called Black Friday.
She does, but this is not about her. Leave her alone.
It's like, just as mean.
She's just saying that, like, people are saying she and Remy are going to get together.
It's like,
and do
no.
Something.
Leave it alone.
Don't get it twisted. Lil' Kim ain't got no good feelings for Nicki.
No, you're right. I guess that's true. But no, I heard this song because I was like, I need to hear this.
It's hot.
Like in the
first 7 minutes.
Yeah.
She goes in for
seven minutes.
Yeah, it's hot.
And she could have kept going.
No.
She could have kept going.
10 minutes, I would have been like, ma'am.
It brought me back to Lil' Kim days, to hardcore. What?
It's like, of all the diss records of all time, it's like number two after Tupac.
I agree.
And maybe it's two or three with Ice Cube's No Vaseline. It's up there. It's
y'all
pretty good.
Y'all tell us. Y'all respond to us on.
Yeah, somebody comment. We're live. Let's see what the folks say.
And even on our YouTube, we want to know what you guys think about this whole situation.
I would like Nicki to come back.
You'd want to do what?
I would like Nicki to come back.
I could see that.
I'd be interested to see what she comes up with. I don't think she would win.
She has to, though.
I think
does
not.
She?
I mean, she doesn't have to because she's not losing no paper if she don't.
Yeah, she won't lose any money. Like, if Meek Mill was able to survive what happened with him and Drake,
then I wouldn't say nothing. I would take the high road.
I would recommend.
She probably knows she can't come back better, so she's not going to do it.
So, Demetrius, we got to wrap up, so do your Halo Award.
Oh, the Halo Award is something that Sheree came up with to give to people who do something good that I assume once they die and on Judgment Day, God will say, hey, remember that day? Let's go get you in. Anyway.
Maybe.
Six American football players visited London and decided they wanted to go to Cirque Les Soies and so got reservations.
This is who, though? The New Orleans Saints?
Yeah. New Orleans Saints. Was Mark Ingram, Heisman Trophy winner. And for some reason, Business Insider didn't list all the names. So, Von Bell, B.W. Webb, and Sterling Monroe. When they arrived there, even though they had reservations, they were told they would not be allowed to enter because they were too urban. Now, that's the code. If you don't know about London, that's the code word for black. It was also said about Idris Elba when his name was floated as someone that should play James Bond. I thought that they handled themselves well because I'm not even a big dude, but if I'm with five other big dudes and you won't let me in, I got a reservation, everybody's going to hear about it because we're going to push your ass out the way.
Right.
But instead, they just took a Twitter shot, said, hey, they wouldn't let us in, detailed the conversation about them being told they were too urban and basically too tall, over 5'11", so they wouldn't let them in. And they said they wouldn't let this spoil their time in London. I would say this to all the black people who visit London, do not attend this club in London, Dubai, or Shanghai. And as a matter of fact, all white people, Asian people, anybody, just don't mess with it. Roger Goodell. Matter of fact, don't even have a damn game in London. have it in Mexico City, because I get sick of this.
You can't penalize all of London.
I guess not all of London, but this place for sure. Because that's
just that place. Go there, take a picture, and post it, saying I was going to go here.
I was going to be there. We could have been love, but
you said I was too. What you said? They said they were too tall.
Six black
scary
guys.
Negroes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, scary Negroes. They look so cute and happy.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they're so
they
like over
that. I like the way they handled that.
Yeah.
I like the way
they
handled that.
And they had a reservation.
That's messed up. You had a reservation and they said, you too urban, you can't come in.
Yeah, and maybe it was how they were dressed, but I went to their Instagram page.
Somebody said they knew that when they booked the place, you're informed ahead of time.
Informed ahead of time what?
What are you informed ahead of time? No, that isn't. That's
right, because I went to the Instagram.
What are you informed of?
Did they have sneakers on?
It doesn't matter because I looked at the Instagram page. Okay. And when you look at the Instagram page, people are dressed like whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, gotcha. That's
interesting.
So there's like no standard, no dress code.
They were too big.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's really crazy.
But that's our show, you guys. I hope you enjoyed our spirited discussion. I got some cake.
She brought us cake, but didn't give us no forks.
I know we can do it with our hands. I went to dinner. Y'all see this? I went to dinner. This is one piece of cake.
Miss Hawk.
Oh, I missed that.
No,
that's
this is one piece of cake. Yes.
And where'd I cut it up.
I had a couple pieces. I had a couple bites. And I was like,
where
I'm going to bring
that?
Where is the cake at?
This cake is from Laurel Point. It's that new, it's a seafood place on Laurel Canyon in the valley in Studio City.
Okay.
All right.
So it's just a big ass piece of cake. With coconut. Yeah.
We're going to eat in about 2 minutes.
That's our show. Okay, wait, y'all. Go around. Give your final thoughts. Tell them how they can keep up with you. Courtney, you know we always start with you.
Final thoughts. Congratulations to Mahershala Ali and Viola Davis for your amazing wins and your inspiring words. We all love you, and your art is magnificent. Mm-hmm. You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
I was happy he won. I remember him from the 4400.
Oh, look
USA.
At you.
My final thoughts are basically black folk, you can do more than one thing at a time. Be great. Be good. Do your best. But also when the scale scene tip, say something. You can find me at Eye of Demetrius.
I also want to thank... I don't know what I was going to say. I really, really, really was so happy to hear Viola win. She deserves everything. She's awesome. You're a role model. Thank you so much. Mahershala Ali, woo, you are out of control. Moonlight, thank you. Also, Emma Stone, I think she's awesome. I think she's awesome. So, I don't know, you know. You guys can check me out. The sun is out, so I'm just I'm so giddy. It's
pray
out of control.
Baby. Pray
no,
for
it's
baby.
Okay. Life is good.
Pray for the baby.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Says You're the Best.
And I am Sheree Fletcher, and we are so glad that you join us on this edition of Eat, Pray, and Live.
Ooh.
And my final thoughts are, you know, we're all going to do crazy, stupid things. We're going to have dumb things in our past, and sometimes it's the way you handle it. Sometimes it's the way you respond to it that makes all the difference between success and demise.
Ooh.
So do the right thing. We love you. We thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Hey,
bye, y'all.
Our best final take.
You shut up.
That was good.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay.
Backseat every week, in. Every day, every...
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.